18 to 8, 4CC, songs you could sing along to. He's on the road at the moment. Been a very, very, very busy man. Member for Glaston, Minister Glenn Butcher. Hello, Butch.
Hey, g'day, Hammer. How are you?
Good. We've had quite a bit of a furore go on over the past couple of days, and it's been in our news as well. So I thought it was just something that we probably need to touch on. Particularly with the Gladstone Hospital, the maternity ward isn't operational at the moment, and there was one person in particular, his wife was in labour and had to travel to Rockhampton for the baby to be born. But look, this is only short term.
Yeah, well, it is, Hamo. There's obviously, you know, not only people in normal business suffering from trying to find people in their organisations, and the health system certainly no different. We've got a really serious problem with trying to find obstetricians in our hospital system, particularly in Gladstone.
Yeah, yeah. So it's right across the board. I know, talking to a couple of the pharmacists in town too, they're finding it very hard to actually find qualified workers to work behind, you know, to hand out the medications and so forth. That's why there's long wait periods. And this, like you said, it's in everything, isn't it?
It is, Hamo, and particularly obstetricians are difficult. We've gone to, you know, people say I'm not doing it. I've been to every single opportunity I've found to even go to the private market. I've been on to the health minister. I've been on to the health minister, chief of staff, had several meetings in the last couple of weeks to try and help get this sorted. Yep. And it's just we can't, there's none available. We're doing everything we can to try and get people back into the Gladstone, and the new CEO of Central Queensland Health and Hospital has been pretty good, to be honest, and we're hopeful that we'll get this service back running in Gladstone very shortly, because, you know, as a dad myself, you know, I wouldn't want my kid to be born in Rockhampton, let alone have to travel up there and go through all the difficulties that are associated with, you know, finding accommodation and getting up there. If you've got kids in school, trying to, you know, you've got to take them out. So it is a problem. I've been working on it extremely hard. So hopefully we can have this service back and running up in Gladstone, and where we can certainly deliver. And what I can say is that the protocols that are in place, I'm not sure about this this issue that you've been talking about with this other gentleman, and I'd love to have a conversation with him as well, is that, you know, that identifying every woman in Gladstone that is due to have a baby, and coming up with a plan on how they get up to Rockhampton and the process that they need to go to. It's all about the safety of not only the women but the babies. To make sure that, you know, if we can't do it in Gladstone, we need to make sure that we come up with the best plan in the short term, very short term, to try and get these babies delivered back here in Gladstone. But if they do have to go now, to get them done safely. So that's our ultimate goal, is to make sure that, you know, there's no really bad injuries or incidents that happen.
Yeah, our news team also reported that, look, because of COVID, a long service leave was due, people were due for holidays, time off, so that's added extra strain, I suppose, on the healthcare system.
Yeah, and that's right, man. That's what I mean. We've been trying to look at other hospitals. We've been trying to go to the private hospitals to see if they can lend us some obstetricians just for the short term until we can get some of these people back. Even they're just exhausted and they haven't got the people to give us. So we've tried, trust me, Hammo, I've been on this for weeks trying to get this sorted. But we have got a couple of people coming back from some leave in Gladstone, particularly those obstetricians, and we're hopeful that we'll be able to come up with a model now where we can move obstetricians backwards and forwards around the Central Queensland region when we get the pool back, so we can start delivering babies in Gladstone safely. Yeah.
Good, good. All right, mate. Just quickly, VMR, big VMR celebrations on this weekend, eh?
Yeah, we know how much great work VMR do in Gladstone. It's one of the biggest populations of boat licences in Queensland. And, you know, we know how great it is to get out and about in the water. And our voluntary marine rescue do it extremely well. And I know a lot of my mates have been rescued at different times by the VMR. So it's a good day for anyone out and about on the weekend. Pop on down to their facility and go down and have a chat with them. I know they have a lot of different stalls and stakeholders down there to meet and greet and say g'day. So, yeah, if you're out and about, get down to the VMR and say g'day, and we'll give them a big thanks.
Yeah, and you're heading to the Boyne Valley Showcase over the weekend at all?
Yeah, I'm hopeful to get out there, Hannah. It's a beautiful part of the world, and if we can get out there as part of my movements around on the weekend, we'll certainly make sure we do that.
All right, no worries, mate. You have I know you're travelling down from the Torres Strait at the moment, and you're on the run in a taxi to catch a plane, so I'll let you go.
Thanks, Emma. Have a good weekend, eh?
Good on you, mate. State member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher there on 4CC. Awesome, mate. Thank you.